In Washington, the president, President Trump, promised to go there and drain the swamp. Now, you and I both know that the description, in my opinion, is fairly descriptive, and the American people caught on and are supportive of it. Yet, frankly, there's a lot of controversy and a lot of confusion that coming out of D.C. with logical questions being put forward. Who's really in charge? Is it President Trump? And I've talked in this program, I've talked about, is it the establishment? Is it the globalists, perhaps, who are aided and abetted by the establishment? Is it the Islamists? Because they're all working together. Put them all together there in that pot. They've all trying to do their thing there in D.C. Michelle, as you look at it, who's really in charge of what's coming out of Washington in the matter of, I would say, either domestic and or, frankly, even international policy?
Well, you're asking the right question, because the voters decided that Donald Trump would be in charge last November 8th, and God clearly gave us a reprieve and answer to our prayers for this country. And the people of this country gave Donald Trump that position and that level of trust because of three primary issues. They wanted to see him stop illegal immigration in the United States, and they wanted to see him repeal Obamacare, and they wanted him to keep Islamic supremacist Muslims out of the United States. All those three issues, plus concerns about Israel and a few other things, that's really the top issue. Since President Trump has come into office, it has really been head spinning, because we hear one set of issues out of the president's mouth. Sometimes the president has been contradicting himself. But what's been even more surprising are the people that President Trump has surrounded himself and the people that he has put in key positions, many of whom are liberal Democrats who have a very strong liberal Democrat background. And so there's real consternation by people that the president would be getting advice that would not be reflective of how he campaigned. And so here we are today, and we are hearing from the president's very top advisors. He hasn't filled that many slots, quite honestly. He has over 4,000 slots that he could fill. He's filled very few. Those that he has filled have been primarily liberal Democrats. And so the advice that he's been given just in this last week, when you look at his September 11th speech and all the speeches that came out of the administration, not one mentioned the issue of radical Islam. That's a huge departure from what the president campaigned on. Very concerning. Number two, dealing with this immigration issue. It looks like the president's people completely repudiated the president's position on dealing with illegal immigration by granting full citizenship to millions and millions. It won't be 800,000. It'll probably be 5 or 6 million illegal aliens. And then third, of course, nothing is happening on Obamacare. Then over this weekend, there are more stories about McMaster and Gary Cohn, Rex Tillerson, Dina Powell, all of these people pushing President Trump into going back into the fatal Paris Treaty, which would kill capitalism. It is just beyond, really, really beyond comprehension that it appears that a coup, an ideological coup, has happened in the administration. That's disheartening. And I don't know if the president fully appreciates what's happening under his watch and how disheartening this will be for the base if the president continues to go forward. Now, after this disastrous DACA decision, or what appeared like a decision this last week, there was a scrambling that was going on. They had a PR problem with their base, and they said in 10 days they're going to give a more complete picture. Well, the complete picture is that you've got to stick with your campaign promises. And so that's really where I think as believers, your audience needs to come into play, because this is really a time for prayer and for speaking up, because we support this president, but we don't support positions that are the complete opposite from what he said he was going to campaign on. So we need to be in prayer, but we also need to speak up